Hello, you're very welcome along on what is a very special audio walk from open country today with me, Tom. Believe it or not, it is a whole year since we recorded our first ever audio walk back on the 11th of June 2020. It seems like we've been through quite a bit since then, doesn't it? And a lot of time has gone by. But I do hope that these audio walks have kept you going and just given you that audible window onto the beautiful Yorkshire countryside. I have to admit, I've felt very privileged to not only get out and witness and listen to and smell everything that we've experienced along the way, but also to have you with me. Well, not literally, of course, but knowing that you're there listening at the other end has been absolutely wonderful. So to celebrate this momentous milestone, I've decided to revisit what is, I suppose, a staple of these audio walks over the last 12 months. My local patch, the walk up Rawdon Billing, which if you have listened to these walks before, you'll know is literally at the top of my road. I'm very lucky to have this wonderful natural place so close to home. Along the way, as we once again put our best foot forward, I'm going to share with you some of my personal highlights from the audio walks over the last year and rekindle a few memories. Although I do this walk pretty much every day, or variations of it anyway, it always just gives me that sense of calm every time I leave the road, turn onto the footpath, and venture alongside the banks of Larkfield Dam where we are now. It's just that breath of fresh air, just that contact with nature. As I look out in front of me now on the water, there's a pair of swans with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 cygnets. Wow, that's impressive, isn't it? And of course, wildlife has been at the forefront of these audio walks right from the very beginning, as I wandered on my first ever audio walk through Spring Wood, again, not too far from my front door, and managed to witness something very special indeed. I've walked under the railway line now that links Leeds with Ilkley, and I've made my way down into the heart of Spring Wood. There's actually, if I keep my voice down, a little roe deer that has just poked its head up above the undergrowth a little distance away from me. I think it's seen me because it stood stock still, but I'm keeping stock still as well, so I don't scare it off. As we carry on along the banks of Larkfield Dam, it just never ceases to amaze me how much water tends to draw wildlife to it. Not just the swans, of course, and the water birds that you'd expect. There's a little moorhen chick splashing about in the flag irises in front of me with beautiful yellow flowers on them. But also in the hedgerows next to the water here, we've got sparrows darting about. I've got a goldfinch just perched in the little hawthorn tree above me. It's just a haven for it. It really is special. And of course, throughout the history of these audio walks, there's one bird that I've always been on the lookout for, especially as we've been wandering along the rivers, and that is, of course, the elusive kingfisher. And it was on a walk around Gallows Hill near Otley, where I think we've managed to get our best view of one so far. Believe it or not, I'm stood on the bank of the river and I'm looking through to a branch at the other side where there's this beautiful iridescent blue and orange bird perched, just preening itself. It is, of course, the elusive kingfisher. It's absolutely spectacular. Hopefully this dog walk that's coming along now won't scare it off. I'm just going to stand as still as I possibly can and take in this magnificent creature. We've left the banks of Larkfield Dam now as we carry on our walk up towards the wooded area on top of Rawdon Billing. And it was on a very chilly evening, I seem to remember, during the winter, that we ventured up here after dark in search of another elusive creature, the tawny owl. I've actually just seen a tawny owl fly over me. In fact, it's circling just above the trees. I know it's a tawny owl because it's got quite a dumpy silhouetted outline. That's not to do the bird any disjustice, because it is an absolutely spectacular bird. Just a browny, tawny looking owl. They're a reasonably sized bird as well. They're not tiny. As I've been walking around here, I have heard the sound of them. I think there are a few birds around. The tawny owls give off the classic tuwit-tuwoo sound, and many people mistake it for just being one bird, but it's actually the response calls of the male and the female. So the female will do the tuwit sort of sound and the males will do the tuwoo bit. So if you hear both calls together, it's usually two owls having a conversation with each other. It's a lapwing flying over us now, right on cue as we continue to talk about the wildlife that we've witnessed on these audio walks. Of course, it isn't just the wildlife that we hear and witness along the way on these audio walks. It's the legends and things that we come across as well. Was it just me, or did we catch a glimpse of a zebra on Otley Shevin? I've now reached the main path along the northern ridge of Otley Shevin, and I've come across a little notice board next to what looks like a little ruin, and on it, it gives information about something called Cali Deer Park. And the ruin that's actually in front of me now is actually the ruin of an old keeper's lodge. And the gamekeeper for the estate once must have lived here. And it says that at one time this area was a huge deer park that stretched all the way to Holbeck on the outskirts of Leeds. And it was stocked with not only the deer that we know today, like red deer, roe deer, but also zebras and wild boar. Seems amazing to think of that today, just on this leisurely stroll along the Shevin, to think that once upon a time, if you were walking these paths, you might have seen the flash of black and white through the trees of a zebra. Amazing. The lapwings seem to be following us as we continue our walk up Rawdon Billing. It's a beautiful day today. We've got not clear blue skies, but just skies dotted with fair weather cloud in amongst the wide expanses of blue. It's a nice change, actually, to be wearing my t-shirt and shorts on what is quite a warm, humid day. Of course, listening back to these audio walks, just a reminder that the weather here in Yorkshire doesn't always play ball. I think it's probably one of the key features to the audio walks. Well, at least it is for me as well, as I complain about being lashed by rain, snow, hail, and everything else that the British weather can throw at me. But it hasn't dampened our spirits, as the next few clips will hopefully prove. As the rain starts to get heavier, I'm quite glad that I've just turned the corner onto the footpath that goes up into Hunger Hills Woods, and once again I'm nicely sheltered under the trees. You may be able to hear some children playing in the background. They don't seem to be put off by this weather. I'm actually walking now past the primary school that I used to go to. I said this walk had conjured up memories for me, didn't I? As they say, places that you once knew as a child always seem a lot smaller when you go past them again in adulthood. And that's a feeling that I'm very much getting now. Now, I hope you've got plenty of layers on today, because I have a feeling it's going to be a chilly one. It's also a day for staying locally, because I don't really fancy getting my car out today. The reason for all this is that there's about 3 inches of snow on the ground. When I woke up this morning and pulled back the curtains and saw this winter wonderland in front of me, I thought, what better opportunity to go out and record an audio walk, because I've yet to record one in the snow. As we leave the main road and head over the fields towards Carlton Village, the snow's actually started falling quite heavily again. These beautiful wisps of white curling through the air. It's almost quite balletic. You join me on a very wintry day today. It's actually the beginning of April as I record this, but I'm actually watching snow fall around me from a very leaden grey sky. So although as I was driving across the sun was out and I was admiring the daffodils lining the side of the road, it's now turned very wintry indeed. But I'm sure that won't hinder our enjoyment of our walk today. That shower that I was promising earlier on seems to have started. What I may do as I'm speaking to you is just get my umbrella out and put that up so I don't get too damp. There we go. All you'll be able to hear now, though, is the sound of the rain pattering on the umbrella. It really is getting heavy with that hail now. As I look in front of me, there's just a mist, which is just stair rods of hail and rain and general precipitation. If I look behind me, there is a bit of brightness in the sky, so hopefully this will just be a passing shower and not a prolonged thing that we'll have to put up with for the rest of this walk. We've reached the top of Rawdon Billy now. It's a view that I'll never tire of. And of course, it's the weather that makes it. As I say, I come on this walk most days and the view is never ever the same on any given day due to the weather conditions. Some days it can be a bit hazy like it is today. Sometimes it can be completely foggy. And other days it can be crystal clear and you're able to look over the valley and see as far as Ripon Cathedral on the far horizon. But I am glad that the sun is out today, because listening back to those clips of cold days gone by is starting to make me feel a little bit chilly. As we leave the cows at the Rawdon Billing Trig Point to keep chomping on the grass and carry on along the ridge of the hill, I've come across this lovely hawthorn hedge. It's literally buzzing with life as the bees make the most of the pollen on these beautifully pungent white flowers. Since I started doing these audio walks, it's made me realise how much I took my senses for granted. Of course, I'm wandering round describing what I can see, but it's really important for me now to pick up on the things that we hear as well, and even smell. So whether it's one of our members, Anya, exploring a sculpture at the Yorkshire Sculpture Park, encountering skylarks on our way to witness the bluebells at Wheaton Wood, the sound of water near Esholt Water Treatment Works, or even just the sound of silence at Norrod Edge. As you'll find out in these next few clips of highlights from our audio walks, sound is really important. Now, at this stage, we have come up to another really interesting sculpture. And again, it's a quirky shape and a quirky style. But instead of me describing this one, I'm going to let our member Anna describe it to you. Now, Anna's got a visual impairment, and she's going to feel this sculpture with her hands and also guide herself with a cane as well. And we're going to see what her interpretation of this specific sculpture is.
It's made from bronze. It's about 3 meters tall. It feels like an animal.
I hope you can hear these skylarks that are in the background. I always listen out for skylarks because, again, they're one of those signs of spring and summer coming. And it is such a beautiful sound, that shrill, warbling cry. They're quite unassuming birds to look at, really. I suppose you would call them little brown jobs, as they say in the birding world. But from such a, well, I wouldn't like to call it drab, but an unassuming bird, the sound is really elegantly beautiful. As if on cue. Water. The sound of it is quite calming in many ways, especially as it just trickles over the rocks. And it's quite a pertinent element on today's audio walk, because if it wasn't for water, then the treatment works wouldn't have existed in the first place, and the landscape that we'll be walking through would not look as it does today. Over the years, it's just been sculpted by human hand. Even the river that I'm currently stood up to my ankles in, you'll be pleased that I'm wearing my Wellington boots once again, so I'm keeping nice and toasty and dry. But even this valley where I'm standing now has been sculpted by the river, the natural element, but also by man as well. In front of me, there's a huge bank. And under it, there's a concrete archway which is channeling the water of this stream down towards where the water treatment works once stood. We've made it now back into the dappled shade of the woods here on the top of the Billing. It's like entering another world. Birds are chirping away in the treetops and scuttling through the undergrowth. There's this wonderful verdant smell on the air. Quite sweet but earthy at the same time. As I say, smells are another sense that we can often take for granted when we're out and about in the wild world. And just taking that moment to breathe in through your nose and just bearing witness to the aromas that fill the air. For me anyway, it's a really nice way of connecting with nature. Closing your eyes and just taking it all in. Of course, this wouldn't be an audio walk highlight trail without one of my favourite smells of all time, which some of you may already know what that is, but if you don't, I'll let you listen to this other clip, which will remind you when I was on a walk along Hawksworth Moor back in September last year. We now find ourselves once again walking through farmland. The landscape has changed once again quite dramatically from that rugged moorland to rolling green fields dotted with beautiful trees. I'm currently standing under a beautiful oak tree that's providing a bit of shelter from well, it's quite strong sun to say that we're now into September. I've just been walking along this quite narrow footpath in between two dry stone walls, and it's quite damp underfoot. There must be a a natural spring somewhere feeding it. And on my right, we've got that sweet, almost sharp smell of Himalayan balsam that's growing up alongside the wall. I've also walked through this quite busy farmyard with skips here, there and everywhere and rubble, quite unkempt in a way, but in it there were these two beautiful old tractors. And I'm sure most of you listening to this will know that I have a weird love of smelling old farm machinery. So I'm trying to subdue my excitement here, but it really was quite exhilarating for my nose. I'm hunkering down, not that I need to, because the weather is fabulous today, in one of the old quarry pits here on the Billy. I think I probably mentioned in one of the previous episodes that I've done up here that there is a rumour knocking around that the stone quarried from this little area was used to carve out the lions outside Leeds Town Hall. Not sure whether it's true or not, but it's a nice story to tell people. One of the other things that I've noticed as I've been recording these audio walks over the last 12 months is just appreciating those little moments. Sometimes they can just come out of nowhere. It's all right seeing kingfishers and roe deer and all these A-list wildlife celebrities, but sometimes it's just those little moments that have made me smile. And I suppose I can be accused of being quite philosophical at times, but I think that's a really good thing when you're out and about in the wild world. Just to stop and contemplate whatever's around you, even if it's just as simple as a leaf on a tree. Beech trees start off with quite soft leaves during the spring and early summer, and as the seasons pass, they get firmer and firmer until just before they're ready to shed their leaves at this sort of time in early autumn. They go really quite hard before they start turning a beautiful rusty brown colour. If you're ever walking through an area of beech woodland when it is a little bit breezy like it is today, then listen out, because you'll be able to hear that rustling as you wander through. The trees are also alive with birdsong. I've heard a chiff-chaff, numerous blackbirds, wrens, robins. It's just lovely just to stand still for a moment and take it all in. Although there's bits of the sky that I can see peeping through the canopy of the trees, it does feel like I'm in a natural tunnel, all bathed in green. The sound of silence with a backing track of nature is absolutely superb. You may be able to hear the drone of the A65 in the background, which is the main road that links the city of Leeds with Ilkley and then the Yorkshire Dales beyond. It's quite contrasting to the peace of the place where I am at the moment. I don't want this to sound morbid in any way, but I'm currently walking through Rawdon Crematorium, which I've never really seen it as a sad place. In all the colours throughout the year, from the autumn colours that we've got now to the wonderful cherry blossom that comes out in the spring, and then the verdant greenness of a summer, it's always got so much to offer. And as I said right at the very beginning of this walk, it's a walk that I used to do with my grandma all the time, and it's actually the place where her ashes are scattered. We had a funeral here, and every time I walk through it, it just makes me remember her and again think of those happy memories that we had whilst walking through here. So again, I don't really want it to sound morbid, more joyous really. We're now deep in the forest, in what is one of my favourite places, not just in this location, but in the whole of the world. It is so silent, you feel like you could be the only person in the world. I'm in this magnificent clearing in the trees. Surrounding me is this dense coniferous forest, which is just basically monotone. It's brown, very dark brown. Like I explained earlier on, it feels almost like the sun's already gone down, apart from this one area where I am, because there's a gap in the trees above me. It's allowed for some undergrowth to come through, in particular moss, because the floor in this forest is quite damp, because the roots of the trees, the way that they grow into the soil, they hold quite a lot of surface moisture. So this moss has developed just in this one little packet of woodland, just surrounded by this otherwise very monotone browny colour. Some wonderful memories there, as there is on this walk that I'm doing on the Billing today. It's been a part of my life for so long that it almost becomes a part of me. I think that's one of the wonderful things about nature. You don't necessarily have to see it to appreciate it. You can just close your eyes and listen and smell, like we have done so many times on these audio walks over the last 12 months. And somehow it just touches you and becomes a part of you. And there's something really special about that. Sorry, I'm getting all philosophical again, aren't I? Anyway, we are going to meander our way back down off the Billing now. I do hope you've enjoyed listening to those highlights of the audio walks from the past 12 months. There's been so many. To be quite honest, I probably could have done an hour's worth of an audio walk just going through it, but you probably would have been asleep by the end of it if you're not already. Anyway, don't worry, this isn't the last audio walk I'll be doing. It's just a milestone that we've reached, and hopefully there'll be more milestones to come as I record more of these audio walks going forward. So keep listening, keep tuning in, and don't forget to check out opencountry.org.uk for ways of donating to Open Country and supporting us and getting involved as well. I do hope to see you again soon, if not speak to you again, as part of another audio walk. Until the next time, as we venture into year two, thank you very much for listening, not just now, but for the past year.